6:06 a.m. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll be joined in studio in the 7 o'clock hour by the all-star panelist and senior contributing editor for the Epoch Times, Roger Simon, at 7:15, Congressman Tim Burchett. But now we are delighted to welcome to our microphones all-star panelist, recovering journalist, public affairs specialist Clint Brewer. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning, Mike.
What was the drive like in this morning?
It was rainy and wet, and I was getting tailgated, and it was frustrating.
But you're here now.
I'm here now. And you're happy to be here.
You're happy to be here, and we are going to have a delightful conversation right now about our lead story at the Tennessee Star, TennesseeStar.com. You know, Governor Bill Lee doesn't answer any of our questions ever, except yesterday he did answer a question. And it wasn't because we, you know, sent an inquiry to his press office, because they never respond. Turns out we have a very good relationship with the office of Senator Bill Hagerty. And they always invite us to his events, and we always show up, and, you know, we ask good questions and go on and report it. Yesterday, Senator Hagerty invited Governor Bill Lee to a joint press conference at their offices here in Nashville, and we attended that joint press conference. The press conference was about setting up, and we'll talk about that in a bit. The press conference was about setting up a border security task force that Governor Lee's involved in, and Senator Hagerty is supporting, a good cause. But it went a little awry for Governor Lee. Here's our headline. Governor Bill Lee, unable to explain why he criticizes removal of Morgan Ortegas from the GOP primary ballot, but supports removal of his own two gubernatorial primary rivals. Huh, how's that? This wasn't something that we intended, but a reporter there from another news outlet asked Governor Lee this question. Quote, do you think that Morgan Ortegas should run in District 5? Lee responded, quote, I think that voters of the 5th District should decide who represents them in Congress. And just to remind everybody, on Tuesday night, a subcommittee of the State Executive Committee voted not to restore Morgan Ortegas or Robbie Starbuck to the ballot. They'll be off the ballot here, and they'll be not on the primary ballot in August 2024. So a few minutes after that, question was posed to Governor Bill Lee, and he gave the answer that he's been giving. Same answer, by the way, that Morgan Ortega's campaign's been giving. So we asked our reporter, our intrepid reporter, Aaron Gulbenson, asked these two questions. Number one, Governor Lee, do you believe that the party has a right to remove Morgan Ortegas based upon its bylaws, which is established and in compliance with the state code? And then secondly, would you comment, Governor Lee, on the likelihood that some candidates in opposition to you in the primary are probably going to be tossed out of the race and off the ballot in accordance with those bylaws? And later last night, these two potential opponents were tossed off the ballot for governor in accordance with the bylaws. Deer in the headlights is how Governor Bill Lee responded. He said to the first question, he said, the state executive committee has their rules and they follow their process. On the second question about whether, you know, he wanted to keep Morgan Ortegas on the ballot, but wants his two rivals off the ballot. His response, all I'll say about that, I believe, and I've said that before, I think the voters should decide who their representatives are. So that's a little bit inconsistent, wouldn't you say?
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, I understand the point you're making. I think that the governor, like many, are tiptoeing around the Morgan Ortegas issue, largely due to her initial endorsement from former President Trump.
Former President Donald Trump.
I think that there's a
role. Who's also endorsed Governor Lee.
Absolutely.
And by the way, whose endorsement before he even announced was the key factor that really helped get Senator Hagerty into the United States Senate.
Yeah, former President Trump has been obviously a huge factor in politics in this state, as he has been in many. And I think the governor's answer was a very careful one.
Let me just jump in.
Yeah.
Okay, what he said is, he said, quote, I believe, and I said before, I think the voters should decide who their representatives are.
Right.
So apparently he thinks the voters should decide who their representatives are, but apparently not who their gubernatorial candidates are.
Well, and that also leaves out the issue of the state executive committee,
yeah,
who's really the decider about
by the bylaws who, and
who
state
gets
law
on the ballot. So I think the governor's being careful in his answer, as have others in this state.
Or as I would say, Governor Lee, you're being absolutely inconsistent here. And on that note, we'll break and we'll go. Got another development, new that we'll talk about when we get back. It has to do with the Titan Stadium. A twist, a curveball. Back after this.